use this land here now for our vehicles. We want to purchase it.
That's all our vehicles?
Right.
We haven't started negotiating yet.
But they're willing.
They're willing. They want to sell. Only up to that bridge. Oh. I can show you on the way back.
I brought some pictures I can show you later.
By side, also.
Made where?
By side.
Do the car companies make bicycles?
No, some companies.
Oh, yes. Some they do here.
Indian village.
It's a section, a suburb, Indian village.
Oh.
Actually, the old temple used to be in Indian village.
That means only Muslims in here?
No, it was I think it was named for the American Indians that used to live here.
Oh.
There was a settlement. Street that the old temple used to be on. Want to purchase any land in Kirksetri yet, Papa?
The government is promising.
Oh, that's good.
I've already applied for 25
acres. Oh.
Mr. Nanda, he wanted to make some profit out of it.
Yes, no, yes.
I think you won the heart of that government official yesterday by saying that Krishna is black and we worship him. He liked that.
Island, there's a channel, a freighter channel. And it's Canada over there. And this is a small island, Belle Isle.
Renaissance project going.
I guess it's had problems.
What is that?
He was asking, they're a big project, Renaissance Center.
People back to the city. It's called the Renaissance Project.
What is that?
It's Maurice's uncle, Henry Ford II. He is building, along with many different companies, a million-dollar project.
Why not at my apple?
I was explaining the Renaissance Project. And to try to attract people back to the city, we are building a million-dollar project.
Ooh, yeah.
Prabhupada said, why not Mayapur?
Exactly. Yeah, dried up a lot.
Looks like
it. Who knows? What's it?
Attracting men to the city.
Because everyone is leaving the city.
That is good.
But not from an industrialist point of view.
Yeah,
cities are simply becoming for the low-class people.
Mm-hmm.
Cities are simply filled now with the low-class people. No respectable people can walk safely in the streets.
In Detroit at 5 o'clock, it becomes like a ghost town. No one walking. They're all afraid. Low-class people move into the buildings, everything becomes run down, not kept up. So now they are investing millions and millions of dollars to build new buildings, new stores, to make it attractive again.
They're not attracted to make the low-class man high-class. Well, why they're lacking that?
Actually, the high-class man and the low-class man, their activities are the same, simply they live in bigger or smaller houses. They smoke the same cigarettes and they drink the same.
Therefore I say, why not make them high-class?
There's no high-class men to teach them.
Oh, yeah, no.
Except for usual, probably. Just like that congressman yesterday, said he was speaking, I'm a lawmaker, but he admitted that they're simply patching up here and there wherever they can.
Really?
No, I don't know this park very well.
The general, what do you think?
It's a casino.
It's a gambling house, should have thought about.
Huh? Is your news.
I've been visiting your buses, should have thought about. I'm managing the book distribution for the buses. Going very nicely.
Very nice.
Ever since Maya for all the boys have doubled their collection and distribution. And as soon as all the debts for New York Temple are paid, then more and more books can go. We're trying to do everything. And then just like the army, the van leaders, bus leaders, so everything is very efficient, clean.
Very good.
And very high power. It was 2 years ago when we left India that you wanted an army of sannyasis and brahmacharis always traveling, distributing books.
Commissioners of Parks and Boulevards. William Livingston Jr., President. Fred Gunter, Vice President.
Spiramus meliora.
Yes, again. Generibus. Some Latin inscription on the bridge.
It means to increase their happiness, they have got this park. Increased happiness. Meliora. Yeah, meliora, like ameliorate, to make happier.
No, there is no happiness. They are all imaginary.
Forgashimo de camera.
So go this side, is it?
Yes, sir. Huh? This way is okay, this side.
Soldier. 100 years ago when the North fought the South. This is some memorial.
Saying that devotional service is transcendental to the modes of material nature.
Mm.
It's from the very moment that one first begins to render devotional service. And gradually. From the first very moment.
Yeah.
nature of devotional service and the modes of material nature. There's no such thing.
No.
If you do not follow the regulative principles, then you will make innocent.
Sometimes devotees think that in the Srimad Bhagavatam, when Lord Kapila teaches their devotional service in ignorance and in passion and in goodness, that that may mean your own disciples too. But then some devotees say, no, we're above that designation. It's not mixed devotional service, even though we're neophytes.
If you voluntarily do not follow, then you fall down. That is ignorance.
So where that is described in the third canto of part four, Srimad Bhagavatam, where it's described about devotional service and ignorance, passion and goodness and so forth, that has nothing to do with those your disciples then? And your disciples are...
But who is my disciple? First of all, let him follow strictly the discipline rules.
As long as one is following, then he is...
Then he is enlightened.
Yes. Above those lower levels.
Oh, yes. Otherwise, why there is need of regulative principle? He is immediately liberated. If he thinks that because I have taken to I am liberated, then why the rules and regulations?
As long as he follows the rules and
regulations.
Yes. The Brahma Bhuta platform, Brahma Bhuta Prasadama,
yes.
Immediately?
Yes. Bhagavad Gita, it is said, mancha jo abhyavicharini. Analyze. Vakti yogena seva. Then he is liberated. If it is vyavicharini, sometimes fall down, sometimes. Then it will be sadagun, rajagun, tava. The word is mancha jo abhyavicharini vakti yogena. Pure vakti.
Without any falling. Okay.
Fall down means deviation.
Yes. That is vyabhichari. That is not abhyabhichari. If you are subjected to the attraction of maya, that is vyabhichari.
Somebody is following the instructions, but if there's attraction for maya,
that cannot be. Maybe in the beginning due to past habit, but that must be nil very soon. Otherwise, he is not falling. Just like hand switched off may move for a little, but not that it will go on moving. It must stop. The switch is off. And if it is going on, then the switch is not yet off.
Sometimes subject to hankering or lamentation, that is material though, isn't it?
Yeah.
In other words, if at that moment if he desires something other than Krishna, that's a material desire.
He has to learn it. So long one is not competent to that position, he's subjected, he may fall down. What is that temple like?
That's a fountain.
Just like Jagannath temple.
Chakra.
Huh?
That right in the Chakra distance in there the with distance. The light
yeah.
on the top.
Oh. Yeah?
Yeah, same design.
Put his leg this. Here it is.
Fountains anymore because they don't have the money.
The tribe has got no money. Such a big industrial city. Neglect. They have got money.
They're not keeping this pack up very well.
No. because nobody comes there.
Too dangerous.
What's that?
And many of the big packs in the big cities, they're full of thieves and all kinds of other people.
That means they cannot improve the condition of the people. And just like on the airport, everyone is checked. There's no gentleman. Why everyone is checked? That means the whole mass of people, they're all rogues and thieves. Mm. Therefore, it is necessary to keep an ideal, an ideal class of men, Brahmanas. Then people will follow. But there is no such. Everyone is coolie. Everyone is. They are making everyone coolie. Coolie civilization.
Just try
one to officer it. Came to see me in Perth, Australia. I told him, this is a civilization of fourth class men. You remember?
We heard the tape.
Yes.
You said and there must be an ideal class of men.
There is no ideal class of men. Not fourth class, fifth class, tenth class.
He accepted it also.
You are present.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At the finish, he said, now I'm going back to my fourth class friends.
Yeah.
This man last night also, he admitted.
There is no first class man. All fourth class. They do not know what is first class man. If one has got money, then there is quality. No qualification. If you have got money, then it's good. You are big man. So, money is everything at the present moment. People are trying to accumulate money by all means. Doesn't matter, first class, second class, third class. Bring money. That is it. Rather, if one does not drink, he is a third class one. And if one drinks, he is first class one. Civilized. In India, formerly, any gentleman comes, a glass of water or two samdesh was given. Now that is rejected. If gentleman is not offered a peg of wine and some chicken, then it is not proper reception.
They're building the Renaissance Center. They're going to be very tall.
Packs are not very regularly attended.
It's very dirty and overgrown.
The Indian part. Not like American.
Living in the city is a very fearful existence. Mm-hmm. Living in the city is a very fearful existence.
Welfare. So they are just idle and getting money from the government, and then they just cause trouble.
War or something. In Boston, they have a lot of trouble because of this busing. They bus the black children into the white neighborhoods to go to school, so to achieve equal education. And the white communities do not like this. And in Boston, there have been a lot of violence between the black people and the white people. They very much hatred, very much hate each other.
Only remedies with the causes.
Yes. About a month ago, there was a black lawyer, and he was walking out of the city hall in Boston, and some white people beat him with an American flag. They beat him with an American flag, and hurt him very badly, and this caused very much.
Cause.
Yes.
And there is hatred only.
artificially that they have given equal rights.
Because in bad neighborhoods...
Move on.
Besides this, well, we have so many more. The Ghanisham and the men in the library party, they have 3 vans. And then the men who finance their travels, they have 2 vans. So that's another 5.
Yeah, along with this van, another van goes.
Yes. And since we have this and the deity worship, the collecting has increased and the book distribution, because now they're more regulated and it's not so difficult.
They have a kitchen in the back, Srila Prabhupada, and a shower and toilet, a sink. It's complete.
It's a small house.
Yes. Cabin.
This is fulfilling Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's desire. Prithibhiti Ashajata Nagaradhitra. Go to every village and town. So you are doing very nice to satisfy him. He wanted. All over the world. So when he meant all over the world, naturally he meant all the people of the world. Why Indians? If he includes all the villages, towns all over the world, that means all people of the world should take up this. The Indian's duty is to carry the message and give it to the other people, and then they'll do a worldwide movement, not any particular. They may not misunderstand that it is an Indian or Hindu. It is not. Krishna is meant for everyone. So, we shall have to go?
Yes, yes.
First class. Everyone is first class. Right.
You have all your books here, too, Srila Prabhupada. All your books are here.
Oh, yes.
Teaching the church meeting.
Full of your tapes.